Parshas Bahar and B'chukosai. The Parsha starts in Bahar about the Shemitah, Sheish Shonim. The Meshech Chochma writes that there's a parallel between the 6 years and the 6 days of Bria Soilam. We know that in the Cheshbon of, in Shemitah there's no Trumas and Maisers, but in the other years, there's every year there's Maiser Rishoin, but then there's a switch off. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, there are Maiser Sheini, which is actually belongs to you, or it's a Machlekes, if it's Mamon Gevaya, or not, but it goes to Yerushalayim. You would get to eat it in Yerushalayim Batara. In Shana Shlishis and Shishis is the Maiser Ani. It switches to Maiser Ani. The Meshech Chochma says there's a remez because in the Sheishis he made Bereishis, those are the 2 days where it's Huchbal Kitoiv. So Vaistoy is the days of Gimel and Vav, which is Huchbal B'chitoiv. The parallel is that it's Maiser Ani. He says it's a remez Noe, which leads to an interesting Shiloh because there are places in Shemitah, of course, there's no Trumas and Maisers, but there are places where for various reasons there's no Shemitah, and then there suddenly is an issue of Trumas and Maisers. Let's say an Esrig, which the Hilchas Shemitah and the Hilchas Maisers is nimdat differently about Lechanota and the Lakita, and it can come out that it's not Shvius, but it is, and it still has Trumas and Maisers, or Lemasul Eretz Sichain Va'oig, and it's actually Machlekes Tanoim, if in such a year, Maisers of Shnas Shvius, do you give Maiser Ani or Maiser Shein? Maiser Rishon for sure, but is it Maiser Rishon or Maiser Ani? On one hand, the Gemara brings in Chagiga, the whole Matara was that the Aniyim should have what to eat. But Lamaisa, according to the remez of the Meshech Chochma, the remez is only for Shnas, Shlishis, and Shvius. Now, there are many dinim in Shvius. Vishavsa, Aretz, Vishavsa, the same letters as Tshuva. It's not a gematria, it's a Hippach Oisius. It's the Yisoy that the Matara of Shemitah of Adi is to be Ma'ar of a Tshuva. Now, there are 4 malachas that the Torah singles out and specifically says is Asar on Shemitah with a lav, Zriya, Zmira, Ketzira, Betzira, Sodcha, Lai Sizra, Karmach, Lai Sizmar, Esfiach, Ketzircha, Lai Sikzar, Ves Inven, Zirecha, Lai Sivtzar. The Gemara is mavur that there are Avois and there are Toldois, and there are other Isurim also in Shemitah, but it's a big sugi. It's not a regalachas to do the whole thing. Which ones have the Iraisa, which are the Rabbanon? There's also Toisefes Shvius, which might start, if you learn the Mishnais in the beginning of Shvius, from a month before, or maybe even as far back as Shavuos or Pesach. You have to know the gedarim of which things are asr b'malacha, which not. Now, besides the isr malacha, the avos and the toldos, there are various other dinim in Shemitah. We can sum them up as the actual isr of avodas karka. Then there's hefker, yimachoyev to be mafger. There's a sugi of svichin. There's la'ochla v'loy lehefsid, la'ochla v'loy l'schayra, that there are certain oifanim, how you eat it, and there are gedarim to that. There's the choyvas biur, and there's also the whole sugi of hashmatas k'safim. Now, fascinating shiloh, the Menachas Chinuch declares, and I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah, which is his Mishnah Brura on Rambam, Hilchas Rayim, so in Hilchas Shvius, obviously, in the Bir Halach and Derech Emunah, in the beginning, he brings them in Chas Chinuch, and he dons, are women chayiv in Shvius. Now, Shvius, of course, anything that's a lav, so lav in Noshem Ar Mitzvah, but there's also essay by Shemitah. There's a din, the Harish is an essay, and there are various of the other dinim might be categorized as an essay. Are women muzher mitzvah in the essay? There's a chiyuv to be mafkir yersada. There's an isha mechiyuv to do that. And amongst other things, there's a raya from the Mefurash Mishnah in Kedushin Daf Nun Beis, Maise b'chamisha noshim v'kibe v'liket echas kalkola shal tenenim v'shalehen oise v'shal shviyas oise. The whole sugya, a guy was makadish with something that had Kedusha Shviyas, and it's part of the sugya there, and it's mavur that women also have the dinim of Shviyas. He ends up saying that there's, in Shviyas, all the lavin and the essen, it comes as a package. There's Yerushalmi in Shabbos that asks a shayla and has a nidin about it. Mahu lotzeis biyayin shal shviyas. It's a shayla, but it's talking there about kiddush or maybe about arba kaisis. Can you be yoitza with wine of shviyas? Why? Yeah. Why not? What would be the issue? The carbon aid, the afen art says maybe it's not lochem, and that's mamash apella. The achrayim ask our matmi on him. V'hoisa haaretz lochem laochla avad. It's lochem. You're yoitza with an esrog of shviyas. No one ever said it's not lochem. So it comes back. What would be the issue about Yayin of Shvius? The Achroinim grapple with this. One of the Pshatim is because it's not Yayin Haroi L'Nasach Al-Gabi Mizbech, because we've out La'ochla V'loi L'Hefsid, so maybe it's not Yayin Haroi L'Nasach Al-Gabi Mizbech. Another Pshat is there might be a mitzvah to eat Peir Shvius, and therefore maybe to make Dalet Kaisis or Kiddush on Yayin of Shvius might be an issue of Ein Oysid Mitzvahs Chavilois Chavilois, because eating it itself is a mitzvah. Now, the Pasuk goes into Shemitah and Yovel, and there's a beautiful remez from Rav David Feinstein. Zatzal, he has a lot of times Ramazan with gematrius. It says, V'yishavtem lavetach. Lavetach is gematria 49. Rashi brings Bemis that Chazal say that, to say this word, the insurance policy of staying in Eretz Yisrael is keeping Shemitah and Yovel. When Klal Yisrael wouldn't keep Shemitah and Yovel, that's the ultimate reason in the end why they get sent out of Eretz Yisrael. So V'yishavtem lavetach. What's your insurance policy for another 49 years? If you keep Shemitah V'Yovel, you get another round, another 49. Lovetach is 49. There's a lot of other sugyas. One of them is about being poida a bias b'bati arichayim as opposed to a bias in an ear that's not mukaf chayma. And the gedarim are different about when you can be poida and how you can be poida. The Chazal say that a bias b'bati arichayim, it has to be hukaf ula b'soif yashav. It has to be, first you made a wall around it, and then people came in to live in it. Not that people will grab the living, and then grab you made a wall out of it. There's a message over here. You know, oyim ani chayma, the Torah is a shmira, but when the ikar matara was the Torah that you made the chayma, and then people came in, but if grad there was a matzav and then you made the chayma, that it's agav orche. That's not the shmira of Torah. The shmira is when it was the purpose in of itself. There's a sugya of ribis, and we're not going to do the whole ezu neshech. It's a hard parak ezu neshech, but the kliyakar over here brings that the yisoid of the isra of ribis is because it's a chasarn and betochen. If a person thinks that he's going to have it organized, he's going to lend, then you're going to get the money. And that's why he says you're allowed to do it with a goy, because by a goy you're not expecting to get the money. Anyways, that's what the Kliyakar says. And avada, there are ways to do it, that it works with Heter Iska. You have to know, else the time, the way the Kliyakar is saying it, it shouldn't apply. But Akoponim, the Yisoyin Adavar is, it's an union of Emuna, and he says it's connected to Shemitah, and Shemitah also is such an union of showing Emuna and Betacha. Now, Taisus in Baba Mitzi over there brings, B'Shem O Targum Yerushalmi, it's also a Medrash, about a person that was Malva Baribis, and because he was Malva Baribis, he wasn't Kam Petrias HaMesim. He wasn't Kam Petrias HaMesim. There's a story about, there was a certain person who was an Avarian, and he was always being Malva Baribis, and it was a big Avla all the years, and when it came time to bury him, so the Chevra Kadisha charged him a Hoin Rav, because the Pasha wanted to get some of their money back, and they complained, and they sent it to the I think it was Franz Josef, they sent to the emperor, it was the Austrian Empire, the Hungary Austrian Empire, it's not Peseder, they charged us more than regular. So the Nidin came to Rabbi Kveger was Masber, he says, you know, we are Mamin Be'munah Shleimah, that there's going to be Tchisa Mesim, so a Kavura plot is really a short-term rental. But this guy's, you know, he's parked. Taisa says, he ain't going anywhere, so it's a much more expensive. V'nocha Daita, he accepted it as an answer. The story goes that he gave him a walking stick, which had an emblem of the Malchus, and it had a tselem on it, so they say that Rabbi Kveger cut it off, and he mechtois the tselem, and they malshand on him, because maybe the same guys were malshand on him, that, you know, he's being the mezalzel and the kvoid of the melech, so the melech calls him again, he says, what's the deal? So Rabbi Kveger said, no, Pashit, the walking stick was an inch too large for my size, so I need to shorten it by 1 inch. So the melech said, yeah, chutzpah, you could have cut it off from the bottom. So he said, no, on the bottom it was the right size. The problem was on the top. V'nochadayte again. Anyways, so it's brought down a story, a fascinating story with Rabbi Yoel Misatmer. Someone once asked him, there's a few stories like this, how he showed his ge'oinus and iluyishkeit automatically, that someone asked him, why it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch? A lot of times when the Mechaber brings an inyan, he says, Dover zechavavav mo'oid, tzorech lizor mo'oid, and he brings out a makor from Chazal for that. Why isn't it mentioned in Shulchan Aruch? That if you're Malva Baribis, you're not going to come for Tchias HaMesim. It's like a serious zach. Why doesn't it brought down a Shulchan Aruch? So the Sam Reva said, okay, so it's not in the Mechaber, but it's in the Shach. And the guy looked through all the Shach in Yeridei in Hilchas Ribis, and it's not there in the Shach either. So it turns out it is, because the Shach wrote a poem in the year that he put out his Sefer, the Shach. He wrote a poem, and every line in the poem is a stanza that talks about that. Goes through Hilchas Dayanim, Milva Valoiva, in the Yeridei, a Ribis, and he goes through all the different parts, and every stanza, actually, the last three words of the stanza ends with a words that is Gematria 407, because he printed it in the year Tav Zayin, and the stanza for Ribis ends off La Yokutz Imanu. So that's what the Zam Rev meant, that the Shach, La Yokutz Imanu, he won't come for Tchias HaMesim. That's what the Shach, that's what he meant, that the Shach wrote it. The Shach wrote it over there in the poem that he wrote as a Hakdama. Now, there's an interesting Shtikel the Shef Shmeitz, so we know the Shef Shmeitz wrote a Hakdama al Pisader Aleph Beis with Agarat Shtikel Chagavaldika. We've quoted it other times. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia, Kol Mishi Yesh Lei Mois Umalva Oisam Shaloi Beribis Olava Kosav Oimer Kaspel Lei Nosam Bedeshich Oisa Eilu Lo Yimet Loilam. Halamada, that if someone's Malva Beribis Nechosav Mismoitim, he's going to lose his money. His money's never going to come back. And the Gemara says the money's never going to come back. Frak the Gemara, what do you mean? We see people that are Malva Beribis and the money comes. So the Gemara says, yeah, Halolo Mismoitim Veoilin. Halolam ismaitin ve'ein oilin. So the Shef Shmeitz asks, but that's also shver. We've seen other people do other averis and the money gets lost, and by ribis not. He says it's a different akuda. By By other Averis, it could be you lose the money, but someone else will get the money. He says, by Malva Baribis, whatever that means, the money is going to be gone. It's not going to be found by someone else. It's just going to go Li'ibud Bechlal. That's how he wants to answer up. Pshat in the Gemara over there. Now the Pasuk says, V'chei Yachicha Imach. And this is a famous Gemara. There's also a Gemara in Baba Metzia. Chayecha Koidmin. There's a whole Reb Chaim on Anfang the Sefer. Al Rambam, if a person is in the Midbar and he doesn't have enough water for himself and someone else, so Chayecha Koidmin. Chayecha Koidmin. And the Shaila is because it says, V'chei Yachicha Imach. Yeah, Imach, but you know, I'm first. There's a famous Maram Shif, Afanar Maram Shif, Meredith Gazach, Maram Shif has a Kasha. By Evan Ivri, it says, Kitoy V'loy Imach. And we know that by Evan Ivri, Chazal, from that same word, Imach, the attitude is fakir. There's an Odoin who bought an Evan Ivri, and Chazal Darshan call a coin Evan Ivri, Kikoin Odin La'atzmoy. So let's say, the Gemara says, if the Odin only has one car, so let's say he needs the car to go somewhere. No, actually, it's a pillow, but if the Odin needs the car and the Evan needs the car, the Gemara says, Imach, you have to give it to the Evan. Frekti Maram Shif, Manish Tano, that by V'chei Ochicha Imach, yeah, Imach, call a kavod, but not if I need it first. And by Evan, we say, Punk Fakert. There are many Trutzim in the Achroinim. One of the Trutzim is that by the water, it wouldn't end. Because if Taka, you should give the water to the other guy, but now he has the water, he has to give it back to you. And it's just going to spill eventually. But Mashenkin by Eved, it's a one-way street. The Odin has to give it to the Eved. There's no Odin that the Eved has to give it back to the Odin. Another pshat is that in a Chanami, by Odin also, it means they should split it. It's something that can be used again and again. And in fact, the Odin will get it also, just that they split off and the Eved gets first dibs. But the Odin gets it also. By water, it's a one-time use. Another teretz is that, and you have to have how it works, that the Knesh of Imach, Imach meaning, okay, me and not you, or Imach, I have to sell to you. It's always, whatever you would have thought was the Svar of Pshuta, the Pasuk saying Fakert. So by the water, when you would have thought maybe you have to, the Pasuk says you don't have to. And by Adon, the Pashas would have been, he can keep it. The Chiddush is that he has to give it to the Eved. It's true in structure that answers the question, because that's the rule. Whatever you would have thought, you do the opposite, but it doesn't answer in the Havana Shabbat. But what happened over here? There's two facets to the question. There's a few other Tritzim also. We will move on to Parshas Bechukaisai. In Bechukaisai Telechu, everyone knows that the Arachayim HaKadosh brings 42 Pshatim on in Bechukaisai Telechu. There's a Bavusta Mais that's brought down in various forum. The Arachayim, for a tkufa of his life, went in Golos, and he was in a place where they didn't know him, and that's the whole point in Golos, Mamachzich, that no one knows who he is. And on Leil Shabbos, the Rav of that city said that Baruch HaKadosh, it was Nizgalat to him, 14 Pshatim from the Heiliger of Chaim Ben Atar. And he said 14 pshatim over by the Sudas Lel Shabbos. And the Arachayim, who was sitting there in Kangido that he didn't know, and he machted avek, he was mavatel. The bittel. Chaim ben Atar. Shabbos day, again the Sudas, the Rav says again 14 pshatim from Chaim ben Atar. And again, the Arachayim HaKadosh is mavatel. And by Sal Sudas, again 14 pshatim adds up to 42 pshatim, which is the 42 pshatim printed in the Pirish of the Arachayim HaKadosh. After Shabbos, they got very upset after the third time. Pam Shlisha Zachalai, they put him in Tvisa Chutzpah three times. The Rav is saying, Tyrus from Chaim and Atar. And all of a sudden, Maitza Shabbos, there was a big storm. And the world started shaking up. And it came to the Rav, who had heard 42 Pshatim. Obviously, you know, he sees things and hears things. He says that it's a problem because the emesis says, Maitza Shabbos, always the world is mama supposed to explode. And all this, there's a lot of kitrig. And then the Rav Chaim ben Atar makes Havdalah. And that, like, calms things down. He didn't make Havdalah this week yet. And the Rav Quran, and there's a whole hemshech to the story, but that's those 42 pshatim. In Bechukaisa Telecho Avada means Shetiyu Amelim Batoira. Amelus Batoira, the Sefer Mor of Hashemesh says, Amelus Batoira, Avada Kipshut, it means to be Amel in Limit HaToira, but he says that it could mean even someone who's Isaac Beparnosa, it should be Amelim Batoira Bishvil HaToira. You know, like the Pasuk says, Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikoreshis, Bishvil HaToira Shenikoreshis, that the matara of a person, even if he is Isaac in Parnasa, it should be Amelim Batoira, that the matara of the Amelis should be for the Torah, and that should be the focus, and not make Iker Tafel, and Tafel Iker. Now the Pesukim HaMechadish, in Bechukaisai Teilechu, V'nosati Gishmeichem Be'itom, V'nosna Aretz Yevula, it's brought down in the Sfarim that this is not Schar V'oinish, this is the Metzias of how the world runs. The same way everyone understands, V'nosati Gishmeichem Be'itom, so what happens? It rains, and then, okay, so then things sprout out. V'nos na'aretz yavula, right? Natural, automatic reaction. It rains. In siba v'taitza. Kach hu oisei davar. In b'chukaisei teilechu. If you understand that v'nasadik yishmeichem be'itam leads to v'nos na'aretz yavula, you understand also the first step is in b'chukaisei teilechu. That makes the world run. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin, in the sugya of Tanai Kofel, is medayik, that over here it says, in b'chukaisei teilechu, and then b'chulei, and in b'chukaisei timosu, b'chulei fakaret. The Gemara brings a whole nidden, mamish with the gedarm of Tanai, that it's a Tanai, and it says, a raya to the man, the Omer, you need to speak out of Tanai Kofel, you don't need to speak out of Tanai Kofel. So we see it's an inyan of Tanai. Fret toisvis, we know there's a famous rule. Milsa de lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tanai. Milsa de lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tanai. Now, l'chayra, Hashem is saying, if you'll do all the mitzvahs, if you'll do all the mitzvahs, then he's going to give the Geshem. The Gemara says in Tainus that Geshem is one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the key, and he doesn't give the key to anyone. So it's milsa de lesa b'shlichus. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a tanai? As a fractus, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a tanai? And for Toisvis, Roiv Mitzvis can be done al Yedei Shliach. And it's a Pella Otzim, Rabbi Kveger says, Hashem Yoyer Einer. Rabbi Kveger Blav Shver on this. When we say that Milsa the Lesser B'Shlich is Lesser B'Tanai, L'mashal on Chalitza, you can't make it Tanai. You can't do, you can do Kedushin al Tanai, Gerishin al Tanai, you can't do Chalitza al Tanai. Chalitza is Lesser B'Shlich. The Choylet, the Yavam and the Yavam themselves have to be the ones that are there. So you can't make it Tanai by Chalitza. So the chalitz is the thing you want to do. The tanai would be only if it rains, only if you give me 200 zuz, only if chule. And you can't make a tanai on chalitza because chalitza is less of a shlichus. Now here, the geshem is the thing, and the tanai is you got to keep the mitzvahs. And the geshem is something that doesn't have shlichus. It doesn't help me that the tanai. Let me do chalitza al tanai. The tanai is I'll give you masayim zuz, and I can send the masayim zuz with a shliach. So it's isa b'shlichus. No, that's not the point. The chalitza is less of a shlichus, and the geshem is less of a shlichus. What does it help that roiv mitzvahs are yedei shliach? That's not the point. Rabbi Kiva Eger blibes Shver on that. Now the pasuk says, "V'nasati gishmeichem beitam." The Sfarim speak out. It's gishmeichem. It's your geshem. It's Klal Yisrael's geshem. The world runs everything. Klal Yisrael is the nezer abri. It's the matar of everything. Bishvil Yisrael, bishvil atoyra. Everything that was created. If the umis ha'olam do things, it's all hakol bishvil atoyra. The Verizano bridge is that people should be able to get to the lake with this menorah gavoya. That's what the bridge was built for. So Reb Chaim Volozhin once in Volozhin said this concept that everything that's being built and the trains, there was a train system all over Russia. He says the matar is that people should be able to come to Volozhin. So a bacher, after a shtickle chutzpah, asked him, he says, yeah, but when you get to the train station in Volozhin, the yeshiva is about a half hour away and it's muddy and there's swamps and there's no road and it's a whole hassle after you get on the train till you actually get to the yeshiva. It's mamish, it's a disaster every time. He says, if everything's a kol b'shvil Yisrael and the whole train station was made for that, so what's the blotta at the end? What's the blotta? So he told him, he says, you don't understand. There's going to be a bachur sitting in yeshiva Wednesday afternoon, and he's thinking, I want to go home for Shabbos. Now, going for Shabbos, it's not like, you know, an hour ride on this. It's a whole thing. He'll get back like a week and a half later, and he's thinking back and forth, and he says, no, but it's all swampy. And this, bleibt in yeshiva. So it's all hakol b'shvil ha-toira. The swamps around the yeshiva, it's b'shvil ha-toira, b'shvil ha-amelus ba-toira. Now, there's a part from the Magid. Mimizrich v'nasati gishmeichem be'itom. Yes, there's Gashmias, and yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us down the Gashmias, but a person has to know that the Gashmias that sent him, the Matara of the Gashmias is for the Ruchnias, not to lose sight of what's the Ikar and what's the Tuffel. The Gishmeichem is Be'itam, it should come at the right time. Baruch Hashem, Achshir Dora, that the Oilam HaYeshivas is flourishing, and Baruch Hashem, Taka, the Matzav even in the Yeshivas is such that there is what to eat. Try not to get pushed in this, but there is the chef of Gashmias. It's not like it was Amol. The Emes says a bach once came to Kamenitz to a bach bear, and in those days there was an Indian. You ate teg, you ate es and teg and trinken treuren. But there was a zam musig that you would get told you can go. So a bach comes and a bach bear tells him, okay, so Yom Rishon you'll eat by this family, and Yom Shlishi by this family, and Yom Chamisha by this family. And the bach starts stammering and what about Monday and Wednesday? You came here to eat, you know. I gave you a few days. The Kloizim Rebbe spoke about this concept. He used to say, he says, the tzaddikim of Pam, they would learn from Shabbos to Shabbos. He says, on Yom Rishon, you don't have to eat. Yes, there is Shabbos. Yom Sheni, Bechlal, is Bahab, whole year, Beis Vehei, Beis is its time. Yom Shlishi, Abyssal, you know, Bechalif. Yom Revi, we're still Saveya from Yom Shlishi. Yom Chamishi is its time. Yom Shishi, Shen Erev Shabbos, Kumshan Shabbos. Azoi, keep checking how much time there was. It's not a lot. Now, I always thought through this story, a fascinating Maisa. L'Maisa, the Bachram in Kamenitz came and made a Mecha. They went into Reb Ochber and his son-in-law, Reb Ruvain, and they told him that they're making a Mecha, there's mamish no food, they're getting dry bread from the week before, and there's no butter. and the butter would help a little bit, you know, epis to put it down. They're making a machah, they can only learn Gemara Rashi. Unless they upgrade on the Suda, they're learning Gemara Rashi, not Tosfos. And the Bochber sat with the Reuven and he said, the Bochum Zen and Gerecht, Af Tosfos not been put there. And that's why he went to America, and it's a bavus that he came to America to collect. He was there for a few months, and they said he learned English. They asked him, what did he learn? He said, he learned the words, Altrai, Rabbi Altrai. He says, Vos meintos? Es meint gornish. So, I always had a kasha on this maisa. Rashi is easier than Tosfos. What, it's shorter, like less words. Without butter, they could only learn Gemara Rashi. Tosfos is like big. If you're in fifth grade, maybe, you're scared of a Tosfos. Why is Gemara Rashi? Rashi is easier than Tosfos. What's Pshat and the Maisa? So Efsher, Bederach Drash, to be Mvar, the story, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Fayin Aleph, it says, there's a sugya by Dalet Vehei, by Bokar Vetzoyin, when you pay Dalet Vehei, the Gemara says, there's one Mount Yomah that says, Chamisha Bokar, Veloy Chetzi Bokar, if there's a Shutfin. And there's a whole shock of a tire there, and the Gemara says, one of the Amiroim says, last night he said, Chamisha Veloy Chetzi Chamish. Letzafra, the next morning, he changed his mind, and he said, why did I make a mistake last night? Why did I suddenly have pshat? Veloy Achalti Bisra de Tura. I didn't eat meat last night. So there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi learns, Bitsoim HaYisi. Rashi says, Loi Dikdakti Taima Shal Dover. Rashi learns, it's a marshal, not that I didn't eat meat. It means I didn't eat meat, I wasn't harang a ton in the sugya. Tosfos says, no, literally, I didn't eat meat. I didn't have food. So that's the Tosfos, I'm not getting around the boss of a cholov now, but Tosfos says, when the Gemara says the guy can't learn because he doesn't have basar, Tosfos learns it to mean, I didn't have what to eat, I can't learn. So for Tosfos, the Avraham Putter. But Rashi says, no, he didn't eat it, it means I wasn't mayan, right mayan in the sugya. So that's what it means after the oimek of tzvah. Machloikis, Rashi, the Tosfos. The pasuk says it's mafiach v'hishbati chai roman ha'aretz. Fascinating. The Torah's koyin and brings v'hishbati a machloikis. They will be put to rest. So one shot is they'll become extinct. Hashem will remove them from the world. They won't exist. He'll take away all the vilde chayis. And the other man says no. Avada they'll still exist. There will be lions, bears, hyenas. There will be, but they won't be dangerous. Hashem will take like the bite out of it. They won't be a sakana. Is it mavira min ha'olam or mashbison shelo yaziku? So the Achrayim say it's a Moir Dikazach. We have to give Tashbisu. What does it mean, Tashbisu? Does Tashbisu mean like physically you have to destroy not existing with fire, with other ways, but it's like not existing? Well, no, it's existing, but it's still there. I see it. It's in my face, but it's Mushbas. This is the Tupshotim of Hishbati Chai Raman Oretz. Is it Tashbisu that it's physically not here? Or it's still here, but it's not dangerous. It's not mazik. It's not bad. I took away the bad of it. So I was thinking, V'derech Melitza, Tosfos says in the beginning of Pesachim that if you do bittel, be'etzem you yaitza midraisa, so why do you have to do bedikah and beer? He says, because we're worried, Shema yavi la'ochloi. Could be in the Hishbati Chai Raman Ha'aretz also you'll have this. If the animal doesn't exist, fine, but if it does, and just you're convinced that he's not going to attack, there still might be a Shema yavi la'ochloi. So you have to know, that's the two mahalchim. The pasuk says, "B'hemshich v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Avram Ezkar." And Rashi already tells all this far and talk about it. Why is it go shalikas shudin? The obvious oilam is Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Why does the pasuk say v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov and then Yitzchok and then Yaakov? So there's a mahalach in the Achrayim. Rabbi Sor B'chaim Kanievsky brings it in Time of the Krah, and many Achrayim talk about this idea that when you remember something. So it's something that happened in the past, and you're thinking back. You're in the hoiveh, and you're thinking back to the past. You first meet in the past something that was more recent, and so thinking back, we hit Yaakov first, then Yitzchak, then Avram. In the Zikaron, it goes that way. So I was thinking, Ulai, interesting. There's a Tosfos in Nozer Daf Yir Aleph. In Nozer Daf Yir Aleph, the Gemara talks about a Nozer that makes a Nazirus al Tanai. He wants to become a Nozer, but only al Tanai if something happens or whatever the Tanai is. Frek Tosfos. I think we spoke about it before, this concept. Milsa, the less of a shlichus, less of a tanai. Now, a nazir, you can't make a shlich. If you're a nazir, you're a nazir. You can't make someone else to be the nazir for you. Nazir is milsa, the less of a shlichus. So, l'chayra, how could the Gemara say that a person becomes a Nazir al Tanai? Nazir is Musad Lesser B'Shlichas. Azayfrek Toysis. Zok Toysis. The carbonus that he brings at the end, he could be done with a Shlich. How does that answer being a Nazir? Shvera Toysis. I'm not doing the Toysis. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilgan Ashas, on the Toysis over there. He says that answers for Nazir. What about a Neder? There's a Gemara in the Dorim. There's a Gemara in the Dorim in the Ayin Tes. The end of the Dorim, the Gemara talks about a person makes a Neder al Tanai. And Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, so over there you don't have the Terrace of Carbon. What's going to be over there? How do you make the Dorim al Tanai? Makshim Oilom, why does Rabbi Kiva Eger ask from the Dorim daf Ayin Tes? Ayin Tes is near the end of the Masechta. In the beginning of the Dorim daf Tes Vav, there's a whole sugi of a person says, if I koinem sheina hayayim, isham lamachar, there's all kinds of cases on daf Tes Vav. Is the emesis of Nochem had a whole shit kloli that on daf Tes Vav it's a different gedim and it's not a Tanai, and therefore it's takanat shver Rabbi Kiva Eger. But I was thinking the Kasha Mikar Lesef, if Rabbi Kiva Eger is holding a Nozer daf Yidal, if it's Yidua, Rabbi Kiva Eger had one Seder limit, he learned 50 hours the same blot, and another Seder, he learned 50 blot an hour, he learned quick. Gilyan Ashas is from his quick Seder. So he's holding a Nozer daf Yidal, and he's thinking back, I have a Kasha from the Dorim. What comes first? The Dorim Ayin Tes comes before the Dorim daf Tes Vav. Faket, you're thinking back. The Kasha was, why did he ask from Ayin Tes? He should have already asked from Tes Vav. Faket, Ayin Tes is closer. Ayin Tes is mamish was from that day. Tes Vav was from the day before. The Zacharti. As we see Yaakov, Yitzchak, Avram. There's a beautiful story with Rav Meir Shapiro. Rav Meir Shapiro. From Lublin. We said this story, I think, last week about Rav Meir Shapiro when he was a child. A story worth repeating. Could be we said it last week. He was a little child, Meirka. He was a Yosem, and his mother had paid for a Malamed. And there was no cheder. The Malamed comes for the winter and he learns with the child and it's supposed to be, he's supposed to come after Sukkot. It's already 2-3 days after Sukkot. And the mother is mamish crying. The Malamed isn't Jidu. So Meirka says, he says, you know, there's no WhatsApp telephone communication. He's on the way. He's going to come in another day or two. She said, yeah, but Meirka, what about today? That's Rav Meir Shapiro. He made daf yoimi. It's not about the daf, right? It's about the yoimi. That's what they say. So this was Rav Meir Shapiro. He got this message. Anyway, so Rav Meir Shapiro, he didn't have children. He was Nifter actually very, very young. He was a meteor in a lot of different tchumen. But the two things Bezunder that he's famous for that he said those are his kinderlich was the Yisur of the Daf Yoimi and his yeshiva Chachma Lublin, which he went to America to collect for. Also, yeshiva Chachma Lublin. So right before he opened up the yeshiva, the building was already being put up. He decided to go to the Beis Hakvaris in Lublin. To daven by the Kibbutz Tzaddikim. Lublin is a shtot for hundreds of years of the Maram in Lublin, yeah, in the back of the Gemara, the Maram. Now, there was also a Heilige Rebbe that lived in Lublin 50, 80 years before Rameir Shapiro, the Choyze, the Heilige Choyze in Lublin. And he wanted to go to the Kvarim of the Maram and of the Choyze, to daven. But he wasn't sure where to go first. So he's thinking, on one end, the Maram is an Achron from 500 years ago. It's a different level. And on the other, the Chayza, back and forth. So he said, on one hand, Be'etzem Kedima should be to the Maram because he's first. But then he said, no, V'zacharti is Brisi Yaakov, V'avis Brisi Yitzchak, V'avis Brisi Avram, in Zikar, and you go backwards. So he will go to the Chayza first. He's standing close by the kever of the Chayza, Chayza Milublin, and he started shaking. He says, 20 meters down is the Maram's kever. Maram, you know, you're going, you go to Uman, you don't go to Rav Nachman. I'm saying, no. The Maram is there. And he started shaking. And he opened his eyes. What does it say on the kever of the Chayza? The kever, the Chayza's name was Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. Look, he said Yaakov Yitzchok ben Avram. It was Nocha Daitoy that he made the right decision. Yeah, there's a whole sugya of Erechin, depending on Zachar Nekeva and what age, different factors to decide what an erech of a person is, a whole sugya. But there's a fascinating there over here. Right before is the toichacha. The toichacha of Parshas Bechukai. A toichacha is a person gets a patch. A toichacha is a person gets a clap. But then a person thinks, so maybe I don't have an erech. I don't have a value. You have to have that healthy, correct balance. Whether it's in chinuch atzmi, or chinuch of yiladim, or chinuch of talmidim, or bachlal, in any ma'arechet. Maybe there could be the patch, but it has to be because you know you have an erech, not because you don't have an erech. Adarabba, you know, Rav Hutner used to drink ice. It said that hikuni uptzuni is also in Shir Hashirim. You get a clap, but the clap is to teach you fakert. You have an erech. we know in the Ketores there was a Chelbana. Chelbana is the one that doesn't have a good Reyeth. Chelbana is Rosh HaTevis. Chayiv Adam Loimer B'Shvili Nivra Oilam. Fakir, the person has to know that he has a certain uniqueness, a certain Chashivus. Rav Volbe writes about this, it's fascinating. He writes, every person has a Bezundere Shlichus, a Bezundere uniqueness, but he writes, Kol Echad Im Chad Pa'amiyuto, which is a little funny because in modern Hebrew, chad pami, he sounds, is the word for disposal, one time, yeah? But he's talking about, you have to know this, chad pami yuto, a person has to know that every single yochid has the chashivas, has an erech, and has that value. At the end of the parasha, there's a sugya of maiser behema. Koyla asher yavar tachas hashevet, v'ho asiri yiyakoydesh lashem. Rav Shamsha Mashtrapolya says that this is referring to the Asara Rugi Malchus. And it goes like this. Kol Asher Yavar, all the other nine Harugi Malchus were Tachas HaShevet. Because it was nine Shvatim that sold Yosef, and then they were Mitzaref HaKadosh Baruch. So Kol Asher Yavar is Tachas HaShevet. The other nine are under a Shevet. They correspond to a certain Shevet. They take a word from that Shevet. Asiri, which is Rabbi Kiva, Yiyakoydesh Lashem. And it's even Nirmaz in the Pasuk. In the beginning of the Pasuk, it's V'chol Maser Bakor Vatzoin. It can be read as a Rosh HaTevis. Sorry, it's a long Rosh HaTevis. V'chol maser bakar v'tzayin is v'yedu kulam lama meis akiva shehoya roya bakar v'tzayin. Why did Rabbi Kiva die? He's nachnaf from a shevet. You're right. Kol asher yavar tachas hashevet. All the other ones were an oiver because tachas hashevet. They're meishach shaychi to one of the shvatim that needed a tikkun for the mechiras Yosef. Ha'asiri yiyakoydesh l'Hashem. And there are those that say that we know that the Gemara says that Shimon ha'amsuni was doirish kol esen shebatoira. You can't say es l'rabbis anything on there. Atshavo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was the one, and he said, Rabbi Shimon Amsun, he said, Keshem shekibarti schar al adrisha, kach kibarti schar al aprisha. Was under a sugya. But Rabbi Kiva was doirish. Es l'rabbis talmidei chacham. Rabbi Kiva l'shitosoi. Rabbi Kiva, who's the one that he's not keneged a shevet. He's keneged kutsha brichu. In the system, he's the one that's keneged kutsha brichu. He's the one that's ulai able to darshan es the rabbis tell me the chachamim. There's a machlokes. Some say he darshan this after his 24,000 dinim died. It was the lesson he learned that yes, lo yinogu kovitz ebezeh, and you could es the rabbis tell me the chachamim even takal hashveis le kodesh baruch hu. Good.